Good morning. After sunset last night with a clear sky, temperatures dropped quickly back through the 30s and below freezing in many locations. Then clouds rolled in. Early this morning, precipitation, mainly in the form of rain, entered the region. But with temperatures in some locations, particularly north of I-90 in mountain valleys, still at or slightly below 32, we do have some areas of freezing rain early this morning. So a few slick spots on area roadways, especially on ramps and bridges and outlying areas, we'll see a little bit of slippery travel. Then everyone will go over to just plain rain through the remainder of the morning and into the afternoon hours as a wave of low pressure passes through. Temperatures will continue to climb through the 40s and many locations will reach into the lower 50s for afternoon highs. Another wave of low pressure will materialize in the deep south and head in our direction for the day tomorrow. So while precipitation will wind down overnight tonight and with areas of fog developing, we'll go back into the lower 40s, rain will move back in during the daylight hours tomorrow. It does look like we'll start off the morning dry on Wednesday. Then as the rain moves in, temperatures will push back into the lower 50s. Behind this wave of low pressure, scattered showers are likely during the day Thursday and a few leftover showers on Friday. Otherwise, partly sunny skies both days and temperatures still above seasonal averages and mainly in the middle to upper 40s. High pressure will tend to build in for the upcoming weekend, keeping it dry with partly to mostly sunny skies both days and dry weather with highs back into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across eastern Louisiana, much of Mississippi, and parts of southern Tennessee. Substantial low-level moisture is already in place across this region. As a warm front shifts to the north during the day, scattered thunderstorms could develop and would likely take the form of supercells as shear profiles will be quite strong aloft. Hail and a tornado or two are conditionally possible within this activity. Behind these storms and ahead of a cold front, moistening and destabilization will continue, and shear will remain very strong, favoring tornadic supercells as well as hail and wind. The likelihood of discrete supercells, ample moisture, and very strong shear all suggest a couple of tornadoes may be stronger on the enhanced Fujita scale. Meanwhile, on the colder side of the storm, winter storm warnings remain in effect from the northern plains out into the upper Midwest, where 5 to 8 inches of snow will fall in eastern Montana and the western Dakotas, with localized amounts of up to 20 inches of snow possible, along with gusty winds. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 25 degrees with a southwest wind at 28 gusting to 52 miles per hour. In Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 8 above zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 45 degrees, the dew point 38, 77% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, rain and possibly a thunderstorm, lower 60s, Boston, rain in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy, with highs around 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 33, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.74 inches for the month and 31.27 inches for the year, which is 4.94 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday for the month, 6/10 of an inch, which is 1.8 inches below normal. And for the season, 2.3 inches of snow, which is 0.4 inches of snowfall below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low, 28, the record high, 66, set in 2005, and the record low, 3 above 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Areas of freezing rain and sleet early this morning, transitioning to just plain rain today with highs in the mid-40s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with rain and fog today and highs in the mid-50s. Evening showers, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, spotty freezing rain this morning, transitioning to just plain rain today with highs near 50. Evening showers, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and fog today and highs in the lower 50s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Spotty freezing rain this morning, transitioning to just plain rain today with highs right around 50. Evening showers, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy in the morning with rain moving back in by lunchtime and continuing through the afternoon, highs around 50. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday with scattered rain showers, breezy, mid to upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds and mainly dry Saturday and Sunday, lower 40s, and mostly cloudy with a chance of snow or rain on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.